Hello, you're listening to the Oakland Patriots Football Podcast with head coach Kevin Creasy. During this podcast, we will have coaching interviews, talking stats, previews for upcoming games, highlights of past games, and much, much more. Now, let's get to the action with Coach Kevin Creasy. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Oakland Patriots Football Podcast with Coach Kevin Creasy. On this episode today, we have Coach Josh Connor, who is the wide receivers coach. Coach Connor, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very good. Doing very good. Listen, talk about your journey to Oakland High School and what that looks like and on your coaching journey.
Well, I've been a lot of places. Originally, I grew up in East Tennessee, small town of Loudoun, about 30 minutes south of Knoxville. Played football there. I left there and went to Maryville College. We all know Maryville for the high school, but I played at the college in the town with a lot of Maryville high school guys. Played there for 4 years. Began my coaching career at Sequoia High School in Madisonville, Tennessee, kind of close to the North Carolina border. Was there for 3 years and then went back to Maryville College as a defensive line coach for a year and then a tight ends coach for 2 years before I came to Oakland in 2014 with Coach McDaniel. I was here on his last staff, and then I've been here with Coach Creasy since he got hired in 2015.
Well, I tell you what, so you're familiar with state championships. You've got those. Certainly, we're glad and great. You know, speaking of state championships and head coaches, you know, this coming up week, we're facing a Lipscomb Academy team and two good head coaches, one who's won a Super Bowl and another who is our Hall of Fame coach, Coach Kevin Creasy. Talk about what that is, what that looks like, maybe for you.
It's definitely a unique matchup, I think. You know, Coach Dilfer being around now for 3 years. It's our first experience with him. You know, they used our field. He's involved heavily with Nike, and they used our field a few years ago for the Elite 11 camp when they were doing some renovations at Lipscomb during the COVID year and all that good stuff. But he is a very accomplished guy, first-round draft pick, Super Bowl champion. His resume kind of speaks for itself, and I think Coach Creasy's really does too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's now, I guess, a newly minted Hall of Famer. You know, he's had a lot of success here and at Trousdale County, too. So it's going to be a unique matchup for sure.
For sure it is. You know, talk about our Oakland wide receivers and how they have progressed so far this season. We've got some good ones, Coach.
We do have some good ones. A lot of guys I'm really proud of. The one that gets all the headlines is Isaiah Horton, and obviously for you know, good reason, being a highly recruited kid, committed to Miami, really athletic guy. Really good hands, good vision, all that good stuff. We have a lot of guys behind him, too, who have gotten a whole lot better since we started working in the spring. Michael Fogley is a senior for us. He's been a steady guy for us the last couple years. Rotated in a lot last year. Is rotating in even more this year. Good hands, good route runner, good blocker. Quincy Jackson has also been another one that's kind of emerged. He started pushing a little bit last year. Just, you know, knows what he's doing. Don't have to worry about him busting an assignment. Good hands. Just a steady force. And he's going to be somebody we look to in the future.
Yeah,
He's in there a lot right now, but we'll look to him a lot in the future. Braylon Vanderbilt's another good guy. It's his sophomore. He's a really young guy. But he does a lot of good things for us, too. And I think he's going to be somebody who we're going to rely on a lot in the future and who plays, you know, some now and a lot on JV right now. But he's going to be a guy for us in the future. Even younger guys, you've got Evan Cartwright, Namir Palmer, Carter Shannon. We've got a lot of guys who are coming and, you know, who are newer to football, younger guys that I've seen a tremendous jump in their performance since the first day of spring to now. Here we are in the middle of the season.
You know what it sounds like, Coach? We're just reloading. And it was like, hey, the next guy, next guy, next guy. And that's certainly a good position to be in. You know, speaking of progression, our wide receivers turned it up a notch in this Seagull game last week. Talk about that play.
We really wanted to focus on being able to improve our passing game on the couple weeks we had off with the COVID breaks and the Beacon Hill cancellations. We didn't do enough passing the ball and really trying to get those guys the ball and in situations they can be successful. And we really focused on that the last 2 weeks, and we wanted to get, you know, kind of knock some of the rust off.
Yeah.
You know, where we're out for 2 weeks, and, you know, we played some really challenging games so far, and it was really good to see those guys get more involved. I know Isaiah had a big week.
Yeah.
We had some other guys with catches as well. You spoke of Khalil James earlier.
Yeah.
He had a couple of big catches, had a big one against Hendersonville as well. So we just really want to, you know, keep integrating those guys and giving them chances to shine.
Well, what challenges have you observed in coaching the wide receivers, and has the game for wide receivers, has it changed? Has it sped up, slowed down, just new concepts, new strategies, new techniques?
The biggest challenge for us here is most of the time being a wing T offense, we've only got one on the field. Sometimes we'll get two out there, and if we get really crazy, we may get four out there. But
yeah.
Just trying to keep those guys involved and knowing that most times there's only going to be one on the field.
Right.
And keeping them locked in and knowing that they're one snap away from playing. Had to be ready for that. As far as the game changing, the game has changed a ton. I think it, you know, it gets more spread out every year. And going back to when I played high school football, everybody, you know, was one and two tight and wing tee and right. Coming downhill and
yeah.
Everything was kind of played in a box. And now we're trying to go sideline to sideline and spread people out and let the athletes be athletes and use their skills in space.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of that on Saturdays. With your Lane Kiffins and, you know, your Oklahomas of the world and those guys, and it's trickling down to us, and we're trying to get the guys the ball in space and let them do something.
And that's good. I tell you what, you know, we're looking forward to some of those matchups for you know, on this week as we take on Lipscomb Academy. Talk about the challenges that they present to us. And what challenges do their corners present to our wide receivers?
They're a very good defense. You know, we've seen some good defenses this year with Hendersonville and MRA and Siegel. They're up there with probably the best. Overall challenge, you know, I would put them up there in my time here with Hoover.
Yeah.
Some of the great Maryville teams we've seen, some of the great Riverdale teams we've seen. They're a very, very good defense. You know, all the way through, they've got some good guys. I mean, they've got highly recruited guys. They've got some guys who are kind of under the radar. They have a linebacker who's an Under Armour All-American as a sophomore for his class. As far as the secondary goes, they've got a guy who has got Power 5 offers from, you know, whoever you want a Power 5 offer from. He's only a sophomore, though. He's really talented. The other corner moved in, I believe, from somewhere in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Family got a job in Nashville, and he moved to Lipscomb, and they're both really big guys. I mean, one corner is 6'1", the other one is 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
So they're bigger physical guys. They can kind of match up. They can run with you. You know, they present us a big challenge. It's probably going to be one of the best secondaries we see all year, and honestly, probably one of the best defenses as a whole we see all year. Their safeties get involved. They're good cover guys. They get down in the box and make some tackles in the run game, so we've got to be good blockers too.
Right. You know, this kind of feels like or sounds like a more of a playoff atmosphere type game. You know, you kind of feel the energy. It's going to be a great game. We certainly invite everyone to come out. You're going to see a great football game. Certainly we don't back down to anybody, and we're excited about, what this game is going to present. You know, how do you feel, the guys practice this week?
I think they've had a really good week of practice. They've gotten better as they've went. They know the challenge that it's in front of them. You know, like you said, we get guys that, you know, they're very excited about this challenge and this game. It's opportunities you don't get too much too often. It's why you play at a place like Oakland and why it's special to be here and to play games like this against teams like this.
We've heard Coach Josh Connor today on the Oakland Patriot Football Podcast. Join us again next week for another episode. Take care, and we out of here. Thank you for listening to the Oakland Patriots Football Podcast with Coach Kevin Creasy. Please be sure to subscribe, follow, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're in the Murfreesboro, Tennessee area, and it's in season, please be sure to patronize. Stop by the local Subway right around the street from the school and get your 10% off in your coupon. See you next time on the Oakland Patriots Football Podcast.